his complexion more beautiful than purified gold, who defeats the cupid of the beauty of millions and millions of cupids. Madhukararanjita Malasi Mandita, his hair which looks like a swarm of black bumblebees tied with malati flowers. Anupama Vesha, dressed in very extraordinary beautiful golden robes. That time, full of nectar, the Supreme Lord was meditating, and Nrisimha Brahmachari was doing by mind, making a path for the Lord to Ram Kaligaon. By meditation, he was making the road very soft with flowers. On either side were some shade trees, so the sun would not burn the Lord. Some nice ponds were there. Even by meditation, he was making some birds. Coo, coo. Sometimes there would be some meals when he would walk and feeling hungry. Everything he was doing by mind for 3 days and three nights. But no matter how hard he tried, he could not build his road past one village called Kanai Natsalya. No matter how much he tried by his mind, he could not make the road go any further. Therefore, all the other devotees asked Nrisimha Brahmachari, when he's coming? Nrisimha Brahmachari said very definitely, the Lord will come only as far as Kanai Natsalya. He will not come here. Therefore, what he meditated on was true. All devotees packed their bags and went to Kanai Natsalya. And the Lord came and stopped there, and the devotees met him there. Therefore, meditation by mind is also true, if your mind is purified, that is. Therefore, all this had a thing, hot sweet rice. Therefore, the Brahman, as he was cooking the huge pot of sweet rice in the golden pot, he'd also made a huge temple by his mind. Why am I going to put Krishna in a grass hut? Then in his mind, he'd also constructed this huge temple in his mind with the deity there. He would offer everything. Therefore, as he was about to offer the sweet rice, and he thought maybe it's too hot. Therefore, in meditation, he put his mind in the sweet rice. So he put his finger in the sweet rice. Give me a break, I'm very tired. Therefore, that sweet rice was so hot by his meditation, he burnt his finger. Ah! He looked, and when he came out of his meditation, his finger was burnt. That time, the Krishna in the spiritual world was laughing. So Lakshmi asked, Lord, why are you laughing? He said, just see the absorption of my devotee in meditation. Even his finger has been burnt by meditating on my hot sweet rice. Therefore the Lord brought him to the spiritual world. So many hundreds of stories. Sometimes the great devotees, in their meditation, they even bring things back from the spiritual world to this world by their meditation. Like, after the disappearance of the Goswamis, Narottam Srinivas Shamananda, they carried the works of the Goswamis and spread them to India. And in due course of time, by the mercy of the devotees of Gaudahari, the teachings that he gave have now come to Western countries, China, America, Australia, England. Therefore, Shamananda Prabhu, he was such a great devotee. One time he appeared like he had died. No breath was coming. All the disciples were weeping. Oh, Gurudev has left us. They began to prepare for his funeral. But one, not disciple, but well-wisher, Shiksha, disciple, Rama Chandra Kaviraj. He's a great soul. On the day of his marriage, when he was coming back after being married, he was very happy. All the family was there. Shamananda Prabhu was staying there. And Ramachandra came and he said, you've put a snake around your neck and you think you're very happy. What do you mean? Why did you marry? He gave him instructions. As old Ramachandra told his wife, you can go back, I'm not married anymore. He became a monk just by hearing the instructions of Shamananda Prabhu. They were a very intimate relation they had. Deva Ramachandra Kaviraj came and said, Shamananda, he is not dead. He's in meditation, you cannot understand. Deva Ramachandra, he also stood there, he went there in meditation, he said, whatever you do, don't burn our bodies till I come back. Therefore, he went in meditation. In meditation, what did he see? In his spiritual form, his Gurudev was in the spiritual world as a gopi, young maidservant, young girl servant of Radhika. And Radharani was in much anxiety. Radharani had lost her nose ring. Therefore, she was saying, where is my nose ring? And all the young gopis were searching. Radharani had just come from Bath, from Radhakund. Therefore, Ramachandra Kaviraj saw his Gurudev's spiritual form as Vishmanjari Shamananda Prabhu. Mani Manjari was searching. Manmati Manjari was searching. And Ramachandra Kaviraj in his spiritual form as a young gopi was also helping his Gurudev. Then Ramachandra Kaviraj in his gopi form, look, I found it. He gave it to his guru. Not that even in the spiritual world, the relation with the guru was there. Look, I found the nose ring of Radhika. He gave to his guru. His guru gave to his guru. His guru gave to his guru. It ended up in the hands of Lalita. Lalita was very happy. From Rupa Manjari to Lalita, Lalita gave the nose ring back to Radhika. Radhika was very happy. Oh, who is that gopi who found my nose ring? And then they called, oh, is this young gopi, Mani Manjari. Radharani was so happy, she took her own flower garland and put on the neck of that young gopi. Then the meditation broke. When they came back, they saw that Shamananda Prabhu was wearing that garland that had been given by Radhika. Therefore, all these things, meditation by a pure devotee is true and transcendental. And one day we'll have to also meditate like that. Therefore, the point being, Pariksit Maharaj was so much absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna, he never even knew that he died. Pariksit Maharaj ki jai. So, that is the end of the pastimes as spoken by Sukadev Goswami to Pariksit Maharaj. Therefore, it's described that just before his death, Pariksit Maharaj had a few hours to kill. That time, Uttara, the mother of Pariksit Maharaj, came. My dear son, I also heard the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, but I could not understand it. It was so deep and philosophical. Therefore, now you have a few more hours till you're about to die. Therefore, kindly tell me the essence of the Bhagavatam. Because you do not have 7 days and seven nights to repeat it. Therefore, Pariksit Maharaj spoke the Brihad Bhagavatam Rita, the big Bhagavatam, the condensed Bhagavatam. And that was compiled by Sanatan Goswami. Therefore, all of you who want to enter Bhagavatam more deeply, you can read the book Brihad Bhagavatam Rita by Sanatan Goswami. So, there in chapter 6, Pariksit Maharaj leaves the world in the form of a gopi here to return back to Godhead. Therefore, we should also have no doubt if we hear this Bhagavatam from the correct person with the correct mentality, we can also achieve the same result. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, what austerities will you do? What meditation will you do? What charity will you do? You cannot do anything, just hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Pariksit Maharaj had left. Therefore, Sudha Goswami is continuing his instructions to the sages of Namasaranya. Remember that on the first day. Therefore, one may become worried, well, I have my karma. How I can become free from karma? How I can become free from the influences of my past activities? Therefore, the last history is given the history of Markandeya Rishi. Markandeya Rishi ki jai. The birth of Markandeya Rishi is given here. It said, Markandeya Rishi was a son of Markandu. He became a very long-lived sage who is the only survivor of the universal destruction. His history is very extraordinary. His father Markandu and his mother had no son. Therefore they worshipped Lord Shiva. Give me a son. Lord Shiva appeared before them and said, you can have 100 ordinary sons, or you can have one exceptional son who will die at the age of 16. What would you choose, Jayashree? Not 100 sons? Therefore, Markandu Rishi said, I would rather have one perfect son than 100 normal sons. Then Lord Shiva said, Tatastu, it may be so. And he disappeared. By the blessings of Lord Shiva, Markandeya Rishi was born. He was the apple of the parents' eyes. He was a completely perfect child. Transcendental Brady Buncher. All the scriptures he knew, he was very gentle, very mild, very sense-controlled. The scriptures would always pour from his mouth like nectar. He knew everything. or than the day of when he turned 15 years and 364 days old, his mother was weeping bitterly. Markandeya Rishi, he said, "Oh mother, what is the cause of your distress?" But she could not say. Finally she said, "You will die on your 16th birthday." And she told him the history of his birth. Then Markandeya Rishi thought, "Well, if Lord Shiva can give me birth, and he also has the power to stop my death." There he went alone in the forest and made a little murti, a statue of Lord Shiva out of mud. Just like we said, the ditty can be made of sand even. He began worshipping that form of Lord Shiva. That time at midnight, Dr. Death came, the Grim Reaper Yamaraj. Sorry, first the Yamadutas came, but they could not take him. Then finally, Yamaraj himself came and grabbed Markandeya Rishi and began. Yamaraj has a big rope. He threw that noose around Markandeya Rishi and began pulling towards his next life. Markandeya Rishi was weeping. He caught the form of Shiva that he had made and began crying, "Oh Mahadev, oh Gurudev, save me." So Mahadev manifested out of the murti, and with his weapon he cut off the head of Death, took off the head of Yamaraj, and saved the life of his disciple. That time Markandeya Rishi was very much satisfied. Lord Shiva gave him a benediction. "I bless you, you will live for 3 kalpas, 3 days of Lord Brahma." That time Lord Shiva got the name, one who kills death. I forget the Sanskrit. One who can kill even death. Therefore Vaishnavas are so powerful. That boy was due to, from being, his lifespan from having been fixed at 16 years, he now lived for millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of years. Therefore we have our past karma. Yes? Oh, Lord Shiva made him alive again. Lord Shiva is so powerful. Therefore we have our past impressions from this birth and our previous births. Millions of lives we've collected those impressions, that karma. Therefore the way we act, the way we talk, what we believe in, even the shape of our body is a result of our past activities. It can be changed only on one condition, Radhika, if you take shelter completely of the feet of the spiritual master. That lesson is there. Therefore, Markandeya Rishi, he was blessed to live for 3 kalpas. Therefore, some Vedic cosmology for you. In one day of Brahma, there are 14 manus. At the end of every day of Manu, there's a partial dissolution up to the heavenly planets and down. It fills up with water, then comes down again. At the end of when 14 Manus are finished, that is one day of Brahma. At the end of one day of Brahma, there is dissolution up to the planet of Brahma and down again. That's every so many, is it 432 billion years? One day of Lord Brahma. One night of Lord Brahma for 432 billion years, the universe remains covered in water. Then again, Brahma creates. At the end of lifetime of Brahma, there is a complete dissolution of the whole universe. And all the aggregate material energy unmanifests again and enters into the body of Mahavishnu. As Mahavishnu breathes in, all the universes enter his body. As he breathes out, all the universes come back out again. There is creation again. The living entities at the time of dissolution, they enter unmanifest into the body of Mahavishnu. And when they come out again, they start again from where they left off, their karma. All this can be changed by one thing. If you take shelter of the feet of a bona fide guru, then he has power to give protection from those past samskars. Therefore, Markandeya Rishi, when the universe was dissolved, because he lives for 3 days of Lord Brahma. For millions of years he was floating in the ocean of universal destruction. That was a very bad place because there were many huge Tamingala fish there trying to eat him. But one day, as he was floating, he was through too much suffering, he saw one island. As he floated onto that island is called Navadweep Dham Ki Jai. Because Navadweep Dham is the abode of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. It's not part of the material universe. Therefore, it's not destroyed when the universe is destroyed. Like Krishna, Navadvip, Gupta Vrindavan is eternal. We should not think it's part of the material creation. That when you visit the holy places like Navadvip, there are 10 misconceptions that should be avoided. One is to disrespect the Guru who reveals the holy Dham. To consider that the residents of the holy Dham to be ordinary persons. To commit violence to any of the residents of the holy Dham, even the insects and the mosquitoes. Radhe. To perform any mundane business dealings while in the holy Dham. To commit any sinful activities in the holy Dham. To try and measure the holy Dham. Yes, it's 16 miles wide. No, you cannot do. It's like Krishna, it's complete, it's all pervading, it's unlimited. Don't try and measure it. To consider the holy Dham to be part of this material world. Yes, it's part of India, it's part of Bengal. What else? In this way, there are 10 misconceptions to be considered about the holy Dham. Markandeya, though floating in the ocean of universal distraction, he saw one island, that is Navadvip Dham, the eternal abode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He swam over and somehow reached there, but he was very thirsty. That time, Surabhi cow gave him some milk, maintained his life. Therefore, Markandeya Rishi is there even now today, performing austerities to please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Markandeya Rishi's life is given him. Therefore, even Lord Brahma, Bhrigu, Lord Shiva, Daksha, were all the human beings, the demigods, the ghosts. Everyone was astonished by the lifespan of Markandeya Rishi. Therefore, Markandeya Rishi, he was worshipping the sages, Naranarayan Rishi. I don't even know where I am now anymore. Naranarayan Rishi, the incarnation of Krishna and Arjuna. Therefore, when Naranarayan Rishi gave the perfect example of meditation and austerities. Therefore, when Krishna came 5,000 years ago, he gave many instructions. He said to Arjuna, Man mana baba man bhakto majimam namaskuru. O Arjuna, always think of me. Give your mind to me. Worship me. Become my devotee. If you cannot do anything, if you cannot do all of that, just bow your head to me. Therefore, all you guys living in the temple, if you cannot do anything, just in the morning, wake up and come and bow before the Lord. If you cannot do anything else. Don't quote me on that. Therefore, the point being was what? That's right. Therefore, Krishna gave many instructions, but he did not give any practical application. Because to think of Krishna, you need love for Krishna, Shyamala. How to get love for Krishna? Krishna did not say. Krishna did not give the process how to achieve love for Krishna. Therefore, Krishna came again in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is standing like that. He is Krishna, but in the form of Guru. Giving perfect example. Therefore, some incarnations of the Lord appear to give example and to teach by their own practice how we should practice meditation, worship, chanting of the holy name, all these limbs of devotion. Therefore, Naranarayan Rishi were performing their meditation, Indra became envious of them, thinking them to be ordinary people. Therefore, Indra sent his representative, Cupid, Lust, to try and attract Naranarayan Rishi. Therefore, Cupid attracts the minds of everyone with his five arrows. With the form of a woman, we are attracted by one. By the smell of a woman, we are attracted by another. The taste of the lips is another one. What else? The touch, nice, soft form, blah, blah, blah. Five arrows. And for women, five arrows mean the form of a man. Who can become free from the attraction of Cupid in this world? Only one person. Who's that, Janava? Who can become free from the attraction of Cupid? Only someone who's attracted to something even more attractive. Only one's mind who has been stolen by something incredibly beautiful can give up the beauty of this world. Therefore, Cupid, thinking Naranarayan Rishi to be ordinary persons, he went and tried to test them by material lust. But when the arrows of Cupid struck Naranarayan Rishi, they laughed. And from his Naranarayan Rishi, from his thigh, manifested the celestial girl. Those girls were so attractive, even Cupid became nuts. There were Naranarayan Rishi ki.
Jai.
The place where Naranarayan Rishi has performed their austerities is in Vrindavan. Remember we used to go there? Can anyone remember? Radhika? Huh? Did Did anyone used to go in the early days? We'd go with Gurudev up the mountain, the cave of Vyasadev. What's that place called again? Adi Badri, thank you. Who said that? How do you remember? Devanadi Badri, Narayan Rishi performed their austerities, and Markandeya was a great devotee of Narayan Rishi. One day Narayan Rishi blessed Markandeya, take a benediction. Markandeya Rishi asked for the benediction. I want to see your Maya. I want to see the power of your illusory potency. Why? We cannot understand. All devotees have their own grave desires. Narayan Rishi breathed in Markandeya Rishi into their stomach, and there he saw millions and millions and millions of universes. Again and again he saw the creation, dissolvement of the material creation inside the stomach of Narayan Rishi. And after billions of years inside their stomach, he was breathed out. Then Narayan Rishi said, "You want another benediction?" He said, "No." Namaha, namaha, no more, no more. Therefore, how powerful is Markandeya Rishi? Only he could avoid the influence of lust. In the same way, only someone whose mind is stolen by Krishna, they can overcome material attraction. Therefore, finally, the history of Markandeya Rishi is told by Sonak Suta Goswami. And the last, we describe the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam summarized and the glorification of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, now this is where I need the Sanskrit. Okay. There are 18 main Puranas. The Brahma Purana is 10,000 verses. The Padma Purana is 55,000 verses. The Vishnu Purana is 23,000 verses. The Shiva Purana is 24,000 verses. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is 17,994 verses. But here it says 18,000. The Narad Purana is 25,000 verses. The Markandeya Purana is 9,000. Agni Purana is 15,400 verses. Bhavishya Purana is 14,500 verses. Thus, the total number of all the verses in all the Puranas is 400,000. Of these, 18,000 belong to the most attractive Srimad Bhagavatam. This Srimad Bhagavatam was first revealed personally by the Supreme Lord to Narad Muni. At that time, Lord Brahma was creating and sitting on a lotus flower grown from the Lord's navel. Therefore, from the beginning to the end, the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of narrations that encourage renunciation of material life. Adi madhya vasaneshu vailagya kyata samyutam halila kata brata matanindu tu satsuram. Sarvavidha, sarvavidha.